Hey guys, Instant Reaction Podcast. Iowa State 94, Northern Illinois 80. Slow start for the Cyclones. Those of you watching know that they're actually losing at halftime, 38-36, and really strong second half, specifically from the guards. I thought Lindell Wigginton was really good. This was by far Lindell's best game in a Cyclone uniform. 28 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists for the freshman. And then Donovan Jackson, I believe he had a career high. I've not seen the note yet, but a career high in three-pointers. 6 for 12 tonight, 24 points. Fantastic. Nick Weilerbab, another really good stat line. He had a double-double tonight. 12 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists. 11 assists and 5 rebounds. So the guard play strong tonight for Iowa State for the most part. They only turned it over 8 times. 22 assists on 34 field goals. You like that ratio. It was sloppy at first, but more on the defensive end. That first half, you know, I thought Iowa State looked like a team that hadn't played in like 10 days, you know. They were really rusty, not good on defense. But they continued to, you know, whatever Steve Prohm said at halftime worked. They grinded it out. And got the comfortable win tonight over Northern Illinois. I don't really want to analyze too much of this game because, I mean, it's a team you should beat. They did. Start slow, make some corrections, clean some stuff up, yada, yada, yada. Let's look ahead to Thursday. Iowa comes to town. The Hawkeyes are really struggling. I think they're like 4-5 right now overall. Another loss tonight to Indiana. I've not had a chance to watch that game. Judged by a lot of stuff that I saw on Twitter from my colleagues who cover the Hawkeyes, I have watched most of their games leading up to this. And, you know, it scares me a little bit to think this because anything can happen in that game. We all know that. And I think Iowa actually has talent, you know? Like, it's not like they've got bad players. They just need to – they have not come together. They have not figured this thing out yet. But I do like Iowa State's guards in that matchup on Thursday night. Wigginton is – I asked Jared Stansbury this about halfway through the second half tonight. I said, is it overreaction for me to think that Lindell Wigginton is now the best player on this team? And Jared made a good answer. He might be, but him and Weilerbab do very different things. So it's hard to say really who's better. You know, Weilerbab only had the 2 turnovers tonight. I think they were both in the last 5 minutes of basketball. He was really good tonight. He might be the most valuable player on the team. I think Wigginton might be the best, though. Wigginton has this uncanny ability to, like, have body control while he's in the air. It's just unbelievable. I think for those of you who've watched a lot of games this year, you probably know what I'm talking about. He is in so much control constantly out on the floor. So, I do like that matchup. If Iowa State can get Iowa out running Thursday night at Hilton Coliseum, I do like where Iowa State stands in that matchup. Iowa's got some good bigs that Iowa State's going to have to find a matchup with. I feel like Steve Prohm's got to get Cam Lard into the starting lineup at some point. Lard tonight was 7 of 10, 14 points in only 21 minutes. He had 4 rebounds in those 21 minutes. He just brings a different dimension to this Iowa State team when he's out there. He's clearly better than Jeff Beverly through, you know, however many games this is. I mean, I think that's pretty easy to see. I think he's even outplaying Solomon Young at this point. I don't think that's much of a stretch. Young only had 5 rebounds and 24 points tonight. I mean, I think at some point when Steve's just got to trust Cam Lard a little bit more, he's got to be in the starting lineup. He's probably the 4th best player on the team. I think it's pretty easy to tell at this point in the season, maybe better than that. He's definitely more talented than the majority of these guys, so he's going to be fun to watch. It'll be interesting to see when Prohm decides to pull the trigger on that. You know he's absolutely going to, but when will that happen? That's the bigger question. But, yeah, I mean, he's got to be big. And Hans Brace, you know, he played 14 minutes tonight. He was probably a little rusty with the knee coming off of the 9-day layoff. But, I mean, I'm just looking into that matchup against Iowa. That's a big game for this team if you factor in what happened last year, you know. And another interesting thing, here's an interesting nugget. Steve Prohm kind of told me this the other day. There's a bunch of former Cyclones who have been leaving video messages to this group to tell them about the Iowa game. I mean, you look up and down here, there's only two guys here, three, Young, Weiler, Babb, and Donovan Jackson, who have ever competed against Iowa. And then you're going to have that Iowa group. Most of those kids are from Iowa, so you got to have that edge. And we'll see if Iowa State can find it on Thursday night. The fact that Iowa's 4-5, listen, they're going to be ready to play. You know they will. Fran always gets up for this game, as he should. It's a rivalry game. It's going to be hopping here in Hilton Coliseum. I fully anticipate a really good game. My guess would be Iowa State will be a slight favorite in that game, 2-3 points, something like that. But I still don't think it's going to be much more than that. I fully anticipate a really competitive one on Thursday night here at Hilton Coliseum. But all in all, workmanlike win tonight for Iowa State. It's good to see him score 94 points at the end of the day for me. I mean, that's I thought scoring would be this team's problem. I think they're better defensively than allowing 80 from Northern Illinois. I'd like to see the possessions count. I haven't done that yet. But the fact that they're scoring and they have some confidence offensively, they look better offensively than I thought they would, put it that way. And that's a really encouraging sign here on December 4th, because I think their defense will just continue to get better and better, especially after that really bad start tonight. They played much better in the second half. More coverage tonight. Jared Stansberry will have a column on tonight's game. Thanks for listening.